time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Ben Brown, Director and Curator of the Clark Historical Museum, with another community comment. Do you have a collection of Native American baskets and items and are wondering what they are worth? The Clark Museum is offering an evaluation day on December 10th from 11 to 3. Visit our website or give us a call for more information. The Clark Museum's collection of over 1,500 Native American baskets spans from pre-contact until recent times and shows the continuation and changes in the traditional art of basket weaving. Collecting Native American baskets took off during the arts and crafts movement at the turn of the 19th century as Native American curios became popular throughout the United States and the world. Capitalizing on this trend, Alexander Brizard founded the Brizard's Department Store, which had a major impact on made-for-the-trade baskets. Alexander Brizard created a business enterprise that was the largest mercantile corporation in Northwest California. This business is important to understanding several aspects of Native American baskets made for the trade. Not only were Brizards actively engaged in buying and selling baskets, but the first publication of note featuring baskets from this region was a pamphlet written to market Hoopa and Klamath Indian baskets. Alexander was born in France in 1839. His father brought his family to Peru in 1843, where as a sea captain, he was engaged in transporting goods. Alexander learned Spanish over the next 6 years, then English when his father found opportunity into the discovery of gold in California, who set up a transportation business between Sacramento and San Francisco. In 1850, he moved to Uniontown and took Alexander with him to work in the gold mines on the Trinity River. Not striking it rich, the young Alexander became a clerk at Roskell & Company in Arcata, eventually purchasing the store in 1863 and moving it to the Jacoby Storehouse in 1879. Alexander opened branch stores in Wichipec, Hoopa, Orleans, Soames Bar, Blue Lake, White Rock, Francis, China Flats, Requa, and eventually Scotia. Many of these inland stores were supplied by pack mule train, consisting up to 55 mules. The mule trains were never attacked, revealing Brizard was on good terms with the Native American community. Once a year, Alexander would make an annual trip upriver to personally select baskets to purchase. In addition, branch managers who were knowledgeable about baskets were sent on buying trips up and down the river and into the mountains. By the early 1900s, Brizard stores had opened up in Phoenix and Los Angeles, though these stores closed prior to 1920. The impact of Alexander Brizard and his sons on Northwest California Native American made-for-the-trade baskets was significant, and not only in regard to which baskets were purchased, but in developing a large-scale outreach during the prime years of the Indian curio trade. The sale of baskets created a cottage industry for Native American women who were able to help support their families, as well as continue on the important tradition of basket weaving. Please join us on December 10th from 11 to 3 at the Clark Museum for an evaluation day of Native American baskets and items. This is Ben Brown for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.